on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Flash flooding and power outages in Puerto Rico after a hit from Ernesto.
The storm is going through, and our crews are getting ready to go out and respond. And stage three is the assessment plus the actual response of repairing both at the same time.
Juan Saca of Luma, the utility on the island. Ernesto's now a hurricane as it heads toward Bermuda. Top sustained winds 75 miles an hour. Jim Cantore of the Weather Channel says it becomes more of a factor as the week goes on.
The wave action already starting to propagate out toward the United States for Friday, especially toward the Outer Banks, and then the Northeast Coast as we get into Saturday and Sunday, and then eventually up toward Maritime Canada.
For the first time in just over 3 years, the inflation rate turned in a below 3% performance. The government says prices last month were 2.9% higher than a year ago.
Food prices up 2.2% from a year ago. Food away from home was up by 4.1% from a year ago. For those who are eating in, food at home prices up by 1.1% from a year ago.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger says stubborn housing costs to continue to keep inflation high. In the Middle East, talks are set for tomorrow on the Gaza war. Hamas says it wants to see a breakthrough before joining in. CBS's Cammy McCormick tells us a top U.S. envoy is in Lebanon.
Amos Hochstein warned the clock is ticking.
There is no more time to waste, and there's no more valid excuses from any party for any further delay.
In Beirut, he said the ceasefire negotiations between Hamas and Israel could prevent a widening war.
In a statement today, President Biden called for the release of American Austin Tice, kidnapped in Syria 12 years ago today. Correspondent Holly Williams on the strategy perhaps behind Ukraine's incursion into Russian territory.
Ukraine probably hopes that by forcing Russia to divert resources to a new front line in its own country, it relieves pressure on the front line back in Ukraine.
And back here at home, it turns out a TikTok trend can be painfully dangerous.
The popular video that shows how to make so-called candy grapes, melted Jolly Rancher candy coated grapes, comes with a disclaimer.
Make sure you wear gloves.
People are getting badly burned with what's supposed to be a fun project. That includes Pittsburgh area mom Christina Blackstone's 9-year-old son.
I've had a lot of mom guilt for even thinking this was a good idea.
Dr. Ariel Abule is director of West Penn Hospital's burn unit.
We have seen in the last 3 weeks 4 patients, 2 adults, 2 children.
A word of caution about the TikTok video. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine leaders want to expedite a $68 million community center project to allocate federal COVID funds before year end. A city committee recently approved the plan for the King Center, which would be built near Julian Thomas Elementary. The water dispute between Racine and Mount Pleasant advanced as a Racine committee approved water service for the Pike River Crossing project. That's after a judge ordered them to consider the issue. Racine officials say utility agreements still need to be updated with promised Foxconn jobs out of the picture. Vice President Kamala Harris will hold a rally at the Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee Tuesday during the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Meanwhile, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance is scheduled to speak at the Police Association headquarters in Milwaukee Friday. And the DOT will have a full closure of the Highway 38 bridge over the Root River in Mount Pleasant next week. Drivers are being advised to use alternate routes like 31, Spring Street, and Memorial Drive. The closure dates are subject to weather. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Game 3 of the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers hoping to snap a 3-game losing streak tonight when they host the L.A. Dodgers again. The Dodgers winning last night 7-2. They hit 4 home runs, including one for second baseman Gavin Lux, who was drafted by the Dodgers back in 2016 out of Indian Trail High School in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th homer of the year. That's the most in the National League. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back in Madison after breaking camp during a 2-week stay in Platteville. NFL, Packers getting ready ready to take on the Broncos in Denver Friday in a joint practice session. Quarterback Jordan Love.
I think it's good. Like I said, just be able to see somebody new, practice against a new team, and kind of that practice atmosphere where you get to see a lot more, and then you get to go back and break down the film. So it's good to just be able to see new looks. You know, we've been going against our defense every day, so just be able to get a new feel on defense is always good.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today and still warm, with high temperatures making it to those low 80s, with winds out of the south gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and storms roll in late tonight, throughout the overnight, into tomorrow, and even for our Friday. Heavy rain brings the potential for flash flooding. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
And I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. A doubt in my mind. Saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Hooked out in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm down in my mind. Said I'm a believer. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. The Monkees. I'm a believer. And looking out at the weather. Hey, sun's still out, right? Yesterday, I had looked out the window. The sun was shining. I went outside. I wonder, what are those big storm clouds up there? Got rained on, melted like sugar. It's beautiful out there, though. 80 right now.
These eyes cry every night for you. These arms long to hold you. Give up. heart could not accept and pretend.
Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Glenn and Stuart J. Waddles on earlier with local news. Mike Clemens with sports. And, of course, at the top of the hour is always CBS National News. At the bottom of the hour, it's always Stuart J. Waddles. And then with Wisconsin State News. So if you hear Stuart do a story and you're like, oh, I'd really like to know the rest of that story, just like Paul Harvey. Now I feel like Paul Harvey. I'd like to know the rest of the story. Just click on our website, WRJN.com, and scroll down for news. And while you're there, check out our big deal of the day from the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file. America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Hubert. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Warm weather, humidity, and thunderstorms in Wisconsin bring mosquitoes that bite and annoy us throughout the spring and summer months.
They're there. They're always there. And then when we have high rainfall years, they're going to be more prevalent.
In fact, the first confirmed case of the West Nile virus has bitten Wisconsin. It was found in a blood donor from Washington County and also in a dead bird in Chippewa County. The West Nile virus is spread to humans, birds, and other animals through the bite of these infected mosquitoes.
Eliminate any water sources. Dump those flower pots out. Don't let dog or kitty pools sit. Fill them when you're going to use them and then dump them out. Clean the gutters. Reduce those sources is definitely going to help. You want to still be able to enjoy your yard.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. Yeah.
Said it. It must be true. Local news and timeless hits WRJN with the awesome Tom Jones. I used to work with a couple of gals. Loved Tom. Went to all of his concerts and would throw stuff on the stage.
But she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style. She's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. What a blessing. I can leave her on her own. Knowing she's okay alone. And there's no man. She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah, she's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady.
Local news, timeless, it's WRJN, the Four Tops. Reach out, I'll be there, and all original members. Four Tops now passed away. And before that, we were playing some Tom Jones. The reason I mentioned that my two fellow co-workers that used to throw things on the stage because they were addicted to Tom Jones, and they loved to follow him around when he had concerts. He did tour much more when he was younger. We were all younger then. They used to throw underwear on there. I was so embarrassed. I was so naive. It's like, why would you throw underwear on there? Don't you think you're going to need that bra like somewhere down there? They're like, oh, come on. It's Tom Jones. Yeah. So, hello. Yeah. Now I'm so much older and more mature than then. We're going to join now the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Rebecca Cook is the winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. James Kelly reports.
Cook faced off against Katrina Shankland and Eric Wilson on Tuesday for the right to take on Congressman Derek Van Orden in the general election this November. Her campaign focused on her lived experience as a former small business owner and growing up on a dairy farm to relate to voters.
Civic Media's James Kelly reporting. Meanwhile, Republican Tony Weed will take on Democrat Kristen Lierley in Northeast Wisconsin's 8th District in November. Voters across Wisconsin roundly rejected 2 constitutional amendment questions on taking federal funding decisions away from the governor and giving them to the legislature. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Federal COVID money needs to be allocated by the end of the year, so Racine leaders want to push along a $68 million project quickly. A city committee gave the go-ahead this week. Racine Mayor Corey Mason is pushing for the construction of a new community center with full funding still not worked out. The proposed King Center would be built on vacant land next to Julian Thomas Elementary. The city is considering borrowing $21 million to bridge the funding. A new target has emerged in the celebration of collisions in Kenosha County. For the first time ever, the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department will be entering an old squad car into the demolition derby at the Kenosha County Fair. That'll be Sunday at 1. The department says they're anticipating that other drivers may target them early and often. After the derby, the squad car will be donated to Wilmot Union High School, where students will repair it for future derby events. And for the 6th year straight, Gateway is getting money from Metallica. The Technical College has again secured the Metallica All Within My Hand scholarship. The $5,000 grant will aid students in the advanced manufacturing program, giving them skills needed for the growing workforce demand in automation and robotics. A statement says the initiative has led to many students finding employment with prominent industry partners. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today and still warm, with high temperatures making it to those low 80s. Winds out of the south gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Scattered showers and storms roll in late tonight, throughout the overnight, into tomorrow, and even for our Friday. Heavy rain brings the potential for flash flooding. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 80 degrees at our studios.
You gotta treat her like a lady. She'll give it. mold the wall, you got to be the leader. You got to hold her, and wanna, and make her feel you'll always need her. Leader. You know a woman is sentimental, and so easy to upset her. So make her feel that she's real, yeah, and she'll give you happiness. You have it. I said it's the easy, simple way. If you fail to do this, don't blame her if she looks my way. 'Cause I'm gonna treat her like a lady.
Treat her like
so affectionately. I'm gonna treat her.
Right now in Racine, WRJM with local news and timeless hits. Here's Johnny Rivers.
Standing on a mountain looking down on a city. The way I feel is a doggone pity. Teardrops falling down a mountainside. Many times I've been here, many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. High on a mountain of love. Night after night, I've been standing here alone, weeping my heart out till cold gray dawn. Praying that you're lonely and you come here too, hoping just by chance that I get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere, love, high on a mountain of love. A mountain of love, a mountain of love. You should be ashamed. Your name. Way down below there's a half a million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing and there should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. A million people. Somewhere there's a church with a big tall steeple. Inside a church there's an altar filled with flowers. Wedding bells are ringing that should have been ours. That's why I'm so lonely. Our dreams gone above, high on a mountain above. High on a mountain above. High on a mountain above.
One month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now, I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh,
tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
On my radio, have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
News and timeless hits right here at WRJN with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby,
just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry.
Keep me from getting to you.
for the man.
Too much for the man. He couldn't make it.
So he's leaving the light. He's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long ago. He's leaving.
Leaving.
On that midnight train to Georgia.
Leaving on the midnight train.
Yeah. Said he's going back.
Going back
to a simpler place and time.
That's right.
But he sure found out the hard way that dreams don't always come true. Oh no, So he climbed on his horse and even sold his old car. Bought a one-way ticket back to the life he once knew. Oh yes, he did. He said. He's going back to find,
ooh,
a simpler place and time.
Ooh, yeah,
not gonna be with him. Oh, that midnight train to Georgia. I'd rather live in his world than live without him.
Terrain. Midnight Train, Georgia. Local news. Timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Any mistakes made today were made by Don Rosen. Don't tell him I said that. I'm Cindy Huber. Our big WRJN big deal of the day, 50% savings at Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. That is a great place to eat and get ice cream, and I'm a big hot dog fan. So, I mean, yeah, there's custard there, but I want the hot dogs. I mean, they're awesome. And, of course, today they're 50% off. They have cookies, brownies, and a pudding shake as well. So on your way to the Kenosha County Fair, stop by and get that. Enjoy that 50% off day. You just, before you go, though, go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab and purchase a $10 gift certificate or several $10 gift certificates for just $5 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Honor Black history in baseball at Brewers Negro Leagues tribute game on August 18th, presented by Aurora Healthcare. Celebrate with a community night ticket, and you'll get a Milwaukee Bears hat. Get yours at brewers.com/community nights. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Thank you.
local news, the timeless hits of WRJN. The screen is Clearwater Revival on 40 tours and uses that song, which is cool. Sir J. Waddles, the local news, and Mike Clemens, sports is next, and Kurt Bowman.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Town.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Ernesto's been upgraded to a hurricane in the last few hours as it continues its trek across the Caribbean. Earlier, it hit Puerto Rico as a tropical storm,
packing with it heavy rains, flash flooding, and sustained winds up to 70 miles per hour as officials urged people to stay indoors and off the roads.
We are particularly warning tourists and our own population to stay